Through Grosse Pointe, Birmingham, Royal Oak, Ferndale, probably a couple other neighborhoods. Everybody's doing these bike lanes now, cutting, you know, traffic lane down. Instead of a three-wide road, you have a two-wide road because you got the bike lanes and all this and that. And I was on Jefferson over the summer down there for the Grand Prix, and I was coming in off the north end of the track there, and on Jefferson, between basically downtown Renson area out to Belle Isle, that whole section of the roadway there, they've got two lanes of traffic taken out now for buses and bicycles both. And, yeah, I was like, what lane am I supposed to be in to make a right turn to get on to, you know, get down to Rivard to pick up my credentials, which was about a half a mile north of the track, and that was just ridiculous. So now you got all these bike lanes that you got to deal with, and like, to just add on to what Sean was saying, you know, car drivers don't like bicyclists, and you know, and all this and that. This whole confusion now with these bike lanes, and there's one thing I've noticed is that there's just no consistency. Every city or municipality does it their way. It doesn't seem to be universal setting these things up. That's just my two cents, and I'm a non-bicyclist. I haven't been on a bicyclist in probably 40 years since my 20s.